Phantom Wallet ends SWE support September 24th. What happens to your assets? Phantom, one of crypto's most widely used self-custody wallets, will end support for the SWE blockchain on September 24, 2026. CoinGecko flagged the change on August 24, pointing users toward Phantom's own notice. For anyone holding SUI or SUI-based tokens inside Phantom, the countdown to migrate has already started. The move is unusual. Wallets almost always add chains. They rarely drop one they have already shipped. Phantom expanded beyond Solana over the past 2 years to cover Ethereum, Bitcoin, Polygon, Base, and SUI, positioning itself as a multi-chain hub rather than a Solana-only tool. Pulling SUI back out is a reversal of that expansion, at least for one network. The mechanics of the cutoff A wallet ending chain support does not delete your coins. Assets on a blockchain live on that chain, secured by your private key or seed phrase, not by any single app. Phantom is an interface for viewing and signing transactions. So when it removes SUI, it stops rendering SUI balances and stops letting you send, swap, or interact with SUI apps from inside Phantom. The practical effect depends on how you hold your keys. If you control your seed phrase, you can import it into another SUI-compatible wallet, and your SUI will appear there, untouched. The risk is for users who treat Phantom as their only access point and do not have a clear migration path lined up before the date. After September 24th, recovering access means importing your recovery phrase elsewhere, which is straightforward for experienced users and a genuine stumbling block for newer ones. This is a live example of a point that often gets lost in self-custody marketing. Spending and holding from your own wallet means your keys are portable, but the software you rely on can still change under you. Custody protects ownership. It does not guarantee the interface stays the same. The internal drivers behind the cut, Phantom, has not framed this as a judgment on SUI's health, and nothing in the announcement points to a security issue. The more likely drivers are internal: maintenance cost, usage data, and focus. Every chain a wallet supports carries ongoing engineering weight. RPC infrastructure, token metadata, swap routing, dApp connectivity, and security review all have to be maintained per network. If SUI activity inside Phantom was thin relative to that cost, cutting it frees resources for the chains where Phantom sees the most volume, chiefly Solana and Ethereum. Phantom's roots are on Solana, and its recent product pushes, including a debit card and an MCP server for AI agents, have leaned into its core ecosystems rather than the long tail. The signal for smaller Layer 1 networks is worth sitting with. SUI has real technology and a real developer base, but distribution through major consumer wallets is one of the ways a chain reaches ordinary users. Losing a slot in a wallet the size of Phantom narrows that funnel. It reflects a broader consolidation pressure. Liquidity, users, and now wallet shelf space are concentrating around a handful of dominant ecosystems. Steps for SUI holders before September 24th. The safe move is to migrate well ahead of the deadline rather than in the final hours. A few practical points. Locate your recovery phrase now and confirm you can access it. Do not wait until the interface stops working. Choose a dedicated SUI wallet or another multi-chain wallet that still supports the network and import your existing seed phrase or transfer assets to a fresh address you control. If you move funds rather than import keys, send a small test amount first, then the rest. On-chain transfers are irreversible. Account for network fees. Any migration transaction costs gas on SUI, so keep a small SUI balance to cover it. If you hold SUI on an exchange rather than in Phantom, this change does not affect you. For users who prefer to keep everything in one place, this is a reminder to check which chains your primary wallet actually commits to long-term before consolidating there. A wallet that supports many chains today may prune the list tomorrow. Solana-first users are less exposed here. Wallets built around a single ecosystem, such as Solflare, tend to keep support stable for their home chain, because it is their entire reason to exist. The trade-off is narrower coverage. Multi-chain wallets offer breadth, but reserve the right to trim it, which is exactly what Phantom is doing with SUI.